Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
A moment ago, we spoke about the geopolitical environment and what's influencing the gold price. Then we zoned it down into gold mining houses in South Africa, what's reflective of their profits, their share price performance and operational activity, and even the impact on the mining industry in South Africa. But what does this mean for you and I? I'm not too sure how many of us might have had the opportunity to actually hold and touch a gold bar. I'll tell you this, it's heavy, rather condensed. But for many of us as South Africans, one of the key opportunities we often have to not only own a piece of gold, but also share it within our families and keep it as a store of value is through purchasing a Kruger Rand. Now, these have grown in popularity over the last few years in South Africa and have even become reviewed as an heirloom in some families. So on the back of this higher gold price, the great performance that we see in gold mining stocks, what does it mean for you and I, who actually might be holders of Kruger Rands? To tell us more, we're joined by Sebastian Pillay, Solutions Head at FNB Wealth and Investments at FNB, to help us unpack more. Sebastian, thank you so much for your time and welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I can imagine there must be a lot of excitement within the FNB Wealth and Investments team. We often speak to many of your colleagues who give us some insight into the markets. And I'm quite keen to understand the conversation and theme around gold. We know that it is influenced by many global factors, but as FNB and a bank that does provide clients and customers to actually own a Kruger Rand or have exposure to Kruger Rands through your share investing platform, what kind of activity have you seen so far in terms of demand?
Thanks, Go. So we've definitely seen an uptick in regards to the investment in gold, specifically our Kruger Rands. But as you know, we are one of the few institutions that offer the ability for clients to purchase Kruger Rands via our platform, as well as take delivery. So what we've seen over the last 12 months is that we've seen assets in custody, which can be held with FNB, increase over the last 12 to 24 months, as well as clients taking delivery of coin.
Oh.
So that's one of the added benefits that we provide to our clients, provide full secure delivery of those coins to any location within South Africa. And clients then use those coins, one, as a safe asset, two, to either gift it, or three, obviously use it as a store of value. So those are some of the trends that we have been seeing. I think one of the biases that we have as a country, we were one of the largest gold producers in the past, is that we have a tendency to obviously have a different perception of gold, and that's obviously then transpired into the uptake itself.
Yes, 100%. What I'm also quite keen to hear from you, as you say, we've seen an influx of many more South Africans investing in the last 12 to 24 months. But has that been influenced by the gold price and demand? And has that also influenced the type of customer or investor that you're actually attracting to purchase or own or take delivery of a Kruger Rand?
Most definitely. So it's multifaceted. So the gold price, obviously, leads to significant demand or clients obviously wanting to participate in the rally. But that's also on the back of the macroeconomics, geopolitics that's playing out across the world. You've got the US shutdown, you've got tariffs, you've got uncertainty in the Middle East. So a lot of this is creating a lot of angst and a lot of uncertainty in regards to what will happen in the equity markets. So as we know, gold has been a great diversifier in portfolios, depending on how you position your portfolio, obviously, but it tends to be a great diversifier in portfolios, and having a percentage of that as part of your overall portfolio has proven to be a great return in consideration to, let's say, your normal 60-40 portfolio split. So what we've seen over the last 2 years is that gold has rallied in dollar terms between 25-27% last year and year to date this year. So if you're holding gold in your portfolio, you've definitely benefited from that return. However, there's been a bit of a drawback in regards to the rand obviously strengthening. So that has taken its shine off slightly. However, I think the strong macros that are playing out is still going to drive that price.
Got you. I do want us to make it a little personal, especially for South Africans who might have gold Kruger Rands and have taken ownership of them. And naturally, these come in different sizes and different stores gold. We often refer to the gold price regarding it per ounce for full value of it being 4,000 or well above 4,000 US dollars. But typically for a 22 carat gold coin, and I understand they're also typically measured in grams or one troy ounce, maybe give us some perspective, you know, how much value that holds in rand terms for South African investors.
For sure. So on our platform, via our share trading platform, we offer four denominations, being your usual one Kruger coin, being 1 ounce, which is roughly, as you mentioned, around $4,000. We have the half, we have the quarter, and we have the 1/10. Mm-hmm. And we've done that purposefully so that clients can actually get into or get exposure to the asset at various denominations. So a lot of people don't have 70, 80 plus thousand rand sitting around. Mm. But if you do have 10,000 rand or 15,000 rand, it's a very easy access point to get that diversification benefit of gold. And the beauty of it, as I mentioned, you can hold it in custody with us, or you can take delivery of that coin. So clients have multiple entry points in which to gain access to the specific asset.
Got you. And I guess, as you've been hearing, I'm sure yourself, Chantal Marks and the team, Stembile Bubela and many others as well, Garavo as well, also offering your feedback around, you know, what's going to happen with the gold price and how this influences demand. But from a demand point of view, are you expecting a further more, you know, an uptick even further, an increased demand regarding investment in the Kruger Rands that you offer on your platform?
So we've generally seen good uptake in Kruger Rand, specifically due to the fact of gaining exposure to the asset itself. But I have to admit, the markets run quite hard. I think it's going to be very dependent on the geopolitics and the markets itself and how that plays out. Middle East, the shutdown in America, and how quickly those are resolved amicably. And I think that's then going to push its way into the gold price. And if we see that play out relatively well, I think then you'll probably see a subdued price into the future. But I think it's a bit too close to call at this point in time or call the top. And I don't want to be that person that says, yes, we're there, and then it rallies another 10 or 20%. But I do think a very good option is, what's your long-term objective? If your long-term objective is diversification, getting access to a alternative asset class being gold, then dollar cost averaging is a great way to go. Add a couple hundred rand or thousand rand every month into the asset itself, which you can get exposure through via an ETF. So there's multitude of ways that clients can get exposure. And as I mentioned, it's, you know, why do you want to actually invest in it? And if it's purely for diversification over the long term, then whether you get in now or whether you get in 5 years, do so for the right reasons.
100%. So important for us to do so for the right reasons and understand why we're investing, understanding our investment strategies as well. Sebastian, a pleasure speaking to you, sir. Appreciate your time tonight.
You're welcome. It's been great. Thank you to your listeners.
Thank you. Sebastian Pillay, Solutions Head at FNB Wealth and Investments at FNB, helping us unpack the value that Kruger Rands do have for many South African investors, but also the activity that we've been witnessing. And if one thing's clear to go by, we have been buying a lot of Kruger Rands and picking them up. So interesting dynamics that we witnessed there. Keep your thoughts coming with us here on the show, 063-688-0959. You are listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.